An upper-level disturbance may be the catalyst for some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon for areas mainly north of the Capital District, closer to the energy passing by to our north. Now, some of those storms could be on the strong to severe side, especially to the north and east of Albany, where the SPC continues to have an area of marginal risk for severe weather. More on that in just a minute. Clouds will likely hang pretty tough to the south of Albany while breaks form to the north, helping to ramp up the instability ahead of the potential showers and thunderstorms. The disturbance will move east this evening, taking the shower and thunderstorm threat with it. High pressure looks to move in from southern Canada as we head into hump day. With clearing overnight, some areas of fog will be possible into the morning hours of our Wednesday. And with the high building in, we should see partly to mostly sunny skies throughout the day and seasonally appropriate temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Clouds will be back on the increase Thursday as the high starts to shift off to our east, and the threat for showers will return as we head toward the end of the week and into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the central Great Plains, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of the Great Plains, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms for northern New England. Isolated to scattered severe storms are most likely across parts of the Great Plains beginning late afternoon and continuing through tonight. Scattered storms will occur this afternoon, and at least a couple of MCSs persisting into tonight. Weakness in the wind profile aloft around the Great Plains will continue even as the low-level southerly strengthen this evening. The setup should favor outflow-dominated storms rapidly growing into clusters with generally unfavorable wind profiles for sustained supercells. For northern New England, a shortwave trough over the Great Lakes will dampen as it rapidly progresses across New England, while low-level winds should be modest. Elongated straight-line hodographs could favor a few cells with mid-level updraft rotation, resulting in a risk for marginally severe hail and locally damaging winds. Taking a look at tropical activity for today, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says, as of 11 a.m. Eastern Time, the center of Hurricane Gert was located near latitude 32.8 north, longitude 72.0 west, moving to the north-northeast near 10 miles an hour, and a gradual turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected through the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles an hour with higher gusts. The hurricane is forecast to become a little stronger during the next day or so. Hurricane force winds extend outwards of 25 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 105 miles from the center. The estimated minimum central pressure is 986 millibars, or 29.12 inches. Hazards affecting land from Gert. Swells generated by Gert will spread northward along the east coast of the United States from North Carolina northward to Long Island during the next couple of days. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be cloudy with a chance of showers, a high in the low 80s. In Boston, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers, highs near 80 degrees, and a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 81 degrees with a record of 96 set in 1959. Normal minimum temperature is 60 degrees with a record of 48 set in 1964. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 15th. Sunrise at 6:02 a.m. and sunset at 7:57 p.m. For tomorrow, August the 16th, sunrise 6:03 a.m. and sunset at 7:55 p.m., a loss of 3 minutes of daylight. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Some storms may produce gusty winds and small hail, highs near 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers this evening, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll have cloudy skies with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, muggy with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, scattered showers possible this evening, then lows in the upper 50s overnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy, scattered showers this evening, lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to south of Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, becoming partly sunny with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs near 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. After some scattered showers in the evening, it should dry out with lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Mostly sunny Thursday, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Cloudy with showers likely, the chance of thunderstorms Friday, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, mid-70s to near 80 on Sunday, and upper 70s to mid-80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.